Lord, your mercy, graciousness, and generosity are beyond our comprehension. Please help us correspond to this opportunity for your kingdom on earth to grow. Amen. My precious heart dwellers, I want to give you an update of where I believe we are right now. First of all, the Lord has heard your travailing prayers and even received from us our Simon's crosses. The Lord has removed Ezekiel's cross for the time being, and he is up and working on music and writing again. And though he hasn't yet discussed it with me, my deep sense is that we've been given more time, but I do not believe it will be an easy time. Rather, I think we will continue to be called into prayer and to be on the alert. And at this point, guys, I was thinking, you know, I'd love to hear from you right now, Lord. So I asked him, Jesus, before I go any further, could you please speak to us? Jesus began, you have discerned correctly. You have been given more time. But this is not a blanket of time like you had before. Rather, this is a very conditional time that requires constant vigilance and obedient responses to the call to pray. I will put a burden and a grieving in your heart when I call you to prayer. Please be prompt in responding. That will be very important. And for those of you staying behind, this will be good training for you. That is, I think he's talking about learning to respond promptly when he puts a burden on your heart. It'll save your life in the future. He continued, you are being given this time to fulfill your tasks, my brides. I am asking you, please do not waste it on the world and selfish desires. Rather, keep in mind the unsaved and my agenda at all times. I know many of you are very shy and have difficulty sharing in public, but you have ample opportunity to share on the internet with a safe distance between you and another soul. I am asking you all to be on the lookout for hurting souls on the secular sites you visit. This is very important to me, because very often you will be the one lifeline they need before they commit suicide. Your encouragement and the time you take with them could mean an eternity of difference for them. My heart is with you. I grieve for these because they look for comfort in all the wrong places. Yet if you happen to be in that wrong place, I have deliberately arranged this for their salvation. You know, this is interesting because yesterday I just, one of our prayer warriors sent me a link to a secular rock band because she kind of heard the Lord's voice in the verses they were singing. And that's not unusual. There have been many songs that the Lord has given to secular groups that speak directly from the Lord's heart. And I don't think they even know what they're saying or doing. But anyway, I went there, and there were some people on that channel that were really hurting. And this song was about hurting and being confused and lost. I went down and I answered some of them and made an invitation for them to come to our site. Now, I found out that they use a spam filter for any links you put in, so I indirectly told them where to come. And in addition to that, we are preparing a list for souls that are new to Christianity so that they will have a playlist to listen to really get them started on this channel, because the teachings that are real important go way, way back. And everyday teachings are okay, but the foundational teachings on discernment, on the Lord's love for them and wanting them to be with him, all of those are mixed in a good 2 years, 3 years, 4 years back. So we're putting together a playlist for them. So when you find someone like that, find a way to direct them to that playlist without getting yourself blocked because it's a link. And I'm sure you all know how to do that. Okay, I'm going back now to what the Lord was saying. Always be sensitive to their past. If they have had bad experiences in church, bring me to them as their best friend. someone who understands and cares and has answers and the power to do something about it. It is a relationship, not a church, not a religion, that will make the difference. If they are going to church but still do not have that relationship, please introduce it to them and tell them, for me, I am waiting for you to come to me, and you have nothing to fear. All the sin in the world will not stop me from wanting to be with you, for I am a God of forgiveness and mercy. He goes on, some have had a very hard life experience, and for them, draw the parallel in my life to the betrayals, the torture, and suffering I was put through before I died. Tell them to lay down on that cross and let me take the pain and torment from them that they've carried for too long. Also tell them that they have a very real enemy that puts thoughts into their heads and wants them to believe they are to blame. This will most certainly be a lie, and I can clarify that for them if they will come to me with their broken hearts. Do you understand, heart dwellers? And a very good way to get someone started in hearing from the Lord is to have them begin journaling. Journal their thoughts, speaking just directly to the Lord, and then listen. And tell them to just write down what they hear and go back over it. And they'll know if it's from the Lord. They'll feel it. They'll sense it. And you can be there to bear witness and help them. I am calling you to go out into the world and gather to me the lost and broken to this channel. Here they will experience my unconditional love and forgiveness, as well as the ease with which I long to communicate with them. They will also need to know that I forgive them and want to give them a brand new start in life, that I'm waiting for them and they have nothing to fear from me and everything to rejoice over. They are coming home and getting a fresh new start. I also want them to dream of what they've always wanted and to know that I make dreams come true, that I give dreams and help them fulfill them. They also need to know that I created them with dreams and talents to fulfill them, and while they give their lives to me, I will begin to lead them in the ways they need to go to find that fulfillment. I write straight with crooked lines, and each and every person is an individual, different, unique from all others, and therefore there is no canned assignment. I don't make cookie-cutter Christians, not at all. Each one of you are so unique, and the missions I give are to fulfill their deepest needs and desires. Again, my beloved brides, please do not waste this time on yourselves or personal family pursuits, but put into action all I'm calling you to do for others. Some of you who would not have been taken in the rapture have just been given a second chance. Use it well, and your destiny will be recovered. And I just want to add right here, you know, it's okay to have a little family holiday or a family weekend out or something like that. You want to maintain your family, but don't make it a huge job that takes up all your time, day and night, for weeks. Don't do that, because you want to give more time to the Lord and to call in the lost. So he finished speaking at that point, but I was still having a question, probably the same one you have right now. Lord, can you give us a timetable of how much time we have to invest in this? He replied quickly, up to 2 years, depending very much on what you use your time for, your commitment to me, and the intensity and regularity of your prayer lives. Up to, but possibly not exceeding, 2 years. I cannot make anything more definite. It so much depends on you, my brides, as well as the world's response to this new evangelization I am releasing. So much depends on response, both yours and theirs. I will not contend with man forever. And that was the end of his message. Let's get busy, brides. I'm thrilled because I've got songs I'm working on. Ezekiel's thrilled because he's got things he's working on. So let's do this. Let's get out there and really put our focus on using our time for the kingdom of heaven and not selfish pursuits. I want to take a moment to thank those of you who have been donating to the channel and keeping us going. We have so many wonderful things going on the channel right now, and we just so appreciate the donations. And we're going to make some very poor children very happy soon. In fact, we've already gotten them jackets and boots, but there's more to come for Christmas for children. So that's a beautiful thing. We thank you for that. There's a new book coming out, the Healing Book, which should be out pretty much within the next 3 weeks. And any of you who want the book, The Rapture Was Real, if you cannot afford to buy it, please, please send me a postcard or a note that you would like a few of those books, because I've got a ton of them. And I want to make sure that they're in place when the rapture does happen. So please let me know. The Lord bless you all, dear ones, and thank you so much for looking after our needs. The Lord will really bless you for that.